Listening skills. Reasoning. Sample.
America is often referred to as the melting pot. We can learn why it is called that through the history and name of the country. When people say America, they usually mean to say the United States of America. As we can see, the USA is an extremely large country that is made up of 50 separate states and including people who are descended from all over the world. At first, the USA was one country, and the people who originally lived there were Native Americans. But people from Europe came and settled. As they settled, they needed work to establish new towns, and they brought slaves from Africa. That's how African people started to live in the USA. Anyway, while undergoing changes, the USA became a powerful country, and more races like Asians immigrated to the USA. Each race that comes to the USA has kept trying to mix their forefathers' cultures and the USA's. This is why America is often referred to as the melting pot.
Now, look at the sample question. Exercise. Listen and answer the exercise.
Alex, did you see the news flash?
No. What was it about?
It was about a student called Tom Jackson who shot his schoolmates. 10 students were killed and 15 were injured by him.
That's horrible. Why did he do that?
There was no obvious reason. He seemed to be insane.
I think it's because of the gun. I don't understand why the government permits people to have a gun.
Well, I've heard that's related to historical events. It originated from the time when the USA immigrants kept slaves. Guns were used to control the slaves effectively.
But now there is no slavery. Then why doesn't the government prohibit people having guns?
In my opinion, that's because there are some organizations who lobby the government for their benefit.
I can see what you mean. Some organizations might be people who sell guns, and if people have more and more guns, they'll get lots of money.
Yeah, I think so.